Tonight, NDC Chairman Johnson Esiedu Nketiah accuses the MPP of engineering the Mahama Third Term narrative in a deliberate plot and smear campaign to discredit and destabilize the governing NDC.
They are trying to use this third term as a tool for mobilization of their base. He's jailing this, he's jailing that, because he wants to do a third term. And can't we see it?
Are you suggesting that the MPP is behind this third term agenda push the narrative?
Well, Johnson Esiedu Nketiah also took aim at the MPP's defense of the convicted Ashanti Regional Chairman Bernard Ntshubo Isiako, accusing the party of being funded by Galamsey money.
Wintumi must have used the resources to finance MPP. They feel obliged to defend him even when there is evidence that he has done the wrong thing. That is what is happening. Wintumi party Yeska.
Top story is brought to you by Telecel. Connecting Energy's holy insecticide spray and coil. Enjoy a holy sleep. Show pension trust into the future with you. When we return from the break, we put those explosive claims to the test and speak to the NPP, the NDC, and a political analyst. Don't go anywhere. This is Top Story. My name is Kenneth Jesse. Tonight, the NDC National Chairman Johnson Esiedu Nketiah is making explosive allegations against the MPP. Esiedu Nketiah says the MPP has weaponized the Mahama Third Term narrative in a calculated plot designed to destabilize, divide, and discredit the NDC. The Mahama Third Term talk started after some NDC communicators and MPP members suggested that President Mahama could seek to amend the constitution to run again in 2028. Well, the presidency has since denied that. Meanwhile, three cases are already before the Supreme Court, all asking the court to interpret Article 66, Clause 2. Speaking exclusively on PM Express last night with Evans Mensah, Johnson Esiedu Nketiah said the NPP masterminded the third term agenda. Listen to him.
I don't know how old you were when President Rawlings was approaching 2000.
I covered that election, so
the whole very well. You remember the whole country was say accountability from accountability from.
Yes.
You remember?
Yes.
Because of that accountability from, they put President Rawlings so much under pressure that whenever he sought to imply that he will hand over to anybody who won, people didn't believe.
Yeah.
And they were saying that, no, this soldier man, he won't hand over. Even if he loses, he won't hand over. So the campaign deviated from policy to whether he will hand over or not hand over. So he was forced to declare in Swedru that if his vice president is contesting, he will support him. Just to settle the debate that he will not contest. Then that turned into a different thing.
Swedru declaration. And
then they say Swedru declaration.
Split the party.
So the spin then started. And there was an implosion in our party. And the party split and we lost the election.
You think something similar is happening now?
I think those who are pushing this type of narrative, they want to tempt President Mahama to make some declaration in order to convince people that he's not coming, which may end up, history doesn't repeat itself, but it rhymes. So the things, the same thing that President Rawlings was subjected to, they knew he was hugely popular and all that. President Mahama too is hugely popular now. So, and if you hear the narrative of MPP now, they are not discussing policy. They are trying to use this third term as a tool for mobilization of their base.
That's Johnson Esiedu Nketiah. He's the national chairman of the governing NDC. He's also accusing the opposition MPP of being funded by Galamsey money and says Chairman Wintumi deserves to be in jail. Listen to him again.
They are now trying to use the conviction of Wintumi, which they themselves know is on solid legal grounds with abundant evidence. But nevertheless, they want to use the jailing of Wontumi as a tool for mobilization. The same way they want to get a tool out of this third term and use it to mobilize their base.
The party is hitting the streets on Thursday. They say it's selective justice.
Now I've been saying that. That is the worst thing any leadership of any political party can subject its party to. It's good for us.
How?
It's painting them as people who are responsible for Galamsey. And because Wontumi must have used the resources to finance MPP, they feel obliged to defend him even when there is evidence that he has done the wrong thing. That is what is happening. Didn't you hear Party Hieska? You heard it. That was when the Galamsey was at his height. Party Hieska, Party Hieska, that was it. So they feel that Wontumi, having done the wrong thing and shared the money to finance the party, it is their obligation to defend him, whether the public says he has done right or wrong.
Well, Johnson Esiedu Nketiah is also warning that the Supreme Court decision to scrap the delegate system will make democracy too expensive.
You spend more on printing of ballot papers because the delegate system, you would be printing about less than 400,000. But with this one man, one vote, you are in excess of 1 million to 2 million ballot papers. The Electoral Commission took the view that this was a private election whose costs must be borne exclusively by the party. So every polling station, the Electoral Commission recruited about four polling officials. Mm. And we had to pay them and pay all the cost of the materials, everything. So Electoral Commission didn't contribute to one city. And so in the end, in those days, we spent close to 14 million.
In 2014?
2014. Richard Ahiagba is the National Communication Director of the Opposition NPP. Mustapha Gbande is the Deputy General Secretary of the Governing NDC. Dr. Kwame Asa Asante is a political science lecturer at the University of Ghana. I'm grateful for your time this evening, gentlemen. Let me begin with Richard Ahiagba. Welcome to the program, Richard. So, Johnson Esiedu Nketiah, the chairman of the NDC, says that your party, the NPP, deliberately manufactured the Mahama third term narrative to create confusion within the NDC. Is that the case? Do I have Richard Ahiagba with me? Right, we're still working the lines to get Richard Ahiagba, but let me bring in Mustapha Gbande. He's the Deputy General Secretary of the Governing NDC. Mustapha, good to have you on the show this evening. Your party, the NDC, says there is no third-term agenda. Many are wondering, if that is the case, why has the issue refused to die despite repeated denials, both from the presidency and the latest one from your chairman, Johnson Esiedu Nketiah?
Thank you very much, and good evening to our listeners. The question is just as when a lecturer comes to speak and you call his student to come and analyze the lecture of the lecture. I don't think that is prudent. But you see, the conversation of third term, which I made the last time, is inconsistent with what anybody is saying. But except to say that this whole industry of third term, it's not a conversation that should arise. It is an MPP creation being handled by Paul Adumatre and his likes to spin around. So every 2 weeks, Paul Adumatre, who is preparing to go and contest an MPP ticket in Ejusu, you know, had to do presidential third term conversation on his show every 2 weeks. What I said was that the leader of the party, who is the president, is obligated at every point in time to speak to the council of the party in a council meeting. Whether the president ends his ambition or the president does not end his ambition, the president does not speak to his party in public. And that even if the president intends to say something and he wants that to be handled by the party, the president will simply call a national council meeting. If the president goes to Akosombo-Volta region and speak to the media, or he goes to South Korea and speak to the media, I, as a deputy general secretary, cannot assume that to be a communication by the leader of the party to the party. That is customary. Number two, the issue of third term is not third term. But there is a conversation which is being debatable. My national chairman talked about it. That is as to whether or not the truncation of President Mahama's exit and his comeback leaves institutional question that should be answered by the court. This is intellectual. These people have gone to court. It's happening in U.S. There are other school of thought that says the U.S. Constitution is different from the Ghanaian Constitution. And so that legality will be settled. It is not a conversation of a third time. So I agree, and I want that my wise national chairman have said that is a creation of the MPP to hang our system, to divide us, and to exploit same to seek to build their collapse party, and which we deny and we run away from.
I'll come back to you. Don't go yet. I now have Richard Ahiangba on the line with me. He is the Director of Communications with the Opposition NPP. Richard, do I have you on the line?
Yes.
Welcome to the program. The national chairman of the NDC, Johnson Esiyedunketia, says your party, the MPP, is the one that manufactured the Mahama third term narrative to create confusion within the NDC. Why did the MPP do that?
You should ask Chairman Esiyedunketia what he means by that. I don't understand what he means by that. I don't know what he means by that. That is a creation of the new patriotic party. Are we the ones who have taken the case to Supreme Court for interpretation of a non-consecutive two terms, meaning that one has served two terms, or there is something that ought to be explained constitutionally by the Supreme Court? And if that explanation comes, who will it benefit? So if he's saying that we are pushing that conversation, I don't understand what he means. The respected chairman, Esiyedunketia, is making light of everything. You understand? He's making light of a lot of things, but these are very serious matters, you know, where the attempt is being made. Now, my brother Mustafa just explained to you one thing, that there's a need to understand whether two terms means that you go consecutively, or when there's a break, it is a one term, and then you can go consecutively two terms. That gives away the prompt. That gives away what it is we're talking about. We're saying that don't give any room to ventilate the thought that anybody can go two terms beyond being in office once and twice, whether it is all at once or broken into two. That must be clear. We are clear. The Constitution is clear. But then the attempt to want to understand what is already clear gives away a certain plot to say that maybe so now when the explanation comes, or the ruling comes from the Supreme Court, that consecutively means you must go two terms in a row, and when it's truncated, then you start over again, then who will be the beneficiary for it? And why do we even need to have that conversation? Okay, why do we have to have that conversation? So when they are telling you this thing that MPP is pushing this conversation, you should ask yourself, if you are not concerned about that, you should ask them. You shouldn't have to wait to ask me. Why is it MPP's problem? Is the Constitution, is it MPP's own property? No, it's our Constitution. All of us must be interested. And we as opposition, yes, of course, will sound the alarm bells, will lead the advocacy, but it is not that we're leading it for ourselves, we're leading it for Ghana. So what Achiam Azeedun Gete is talking about, I don't understand what he means by that, except that he's kidding. And I think that this is a serious matter that ought not to be kidded with. You understand? So my brother Mustafa, yes, he's saying that President Mahama doesn't want it. He has said it. But we're saying that why the need for this interpretation? The Constitution is clear, very, very clear, in plain language. There is nothing ambiguous about it. It is plain that everybody understands that two terms means two terms. And even if there is any hidden interpretation to this, why do we want to indulge in a democracy where we everybody else before President Mahama has gone one term, you know, two term in a row, and then he had gone once and then he was truncated, and so therefore he has to go again? That creates a very bad precedent. If we allow this to happen, it creates a very bad precedent where somebody can continue to pursue presidential ambition ad nauseum. Like, okay, well, I went, it was truncated, so I start all over again. I mean, are we playing games here? We're not playing games. It's a serious business. And so therefore, any interpretation that is going to perhaps suggest that a truncated term means that you go afresh, we'll be kidding and toying with our democracy.
Right. Richard, don't go yet. Stay with me. I also still have Mustafa Gbande with me. Let me now bring in Dr. Kwame Assa Asante, who is a political science lecturer at the University of Ghana. Dr. Asante, welcome to the program. Let's look at the debate objectively. Do you think the conversation about a possible Mahama third term has been driven by politics rather than the actual wording of the Constitution, which three people are now having suits at the Supreme Court challenging the interpretation of Article 66?
Let us know that it's everybody's right to go to court and seek redress whenever there is an issue that he or she is not doesn't have the interpretation. So we can't take that right from them. But that said, we are saying that issue of third term agenda is a big issue. And we should not just look at Ghana, look at the experience in Africa, so that we can be very careful when we are dealing with our democracy. The story of third term agenda has never been a good one. If you look at Algeria, third term agenda, it was successful. You look at Cameroon, successful. Chad, successful. Djibouti, successful. Gabon, Guinea, Malawi, Namibia. The list is endless. And all these places, we have seen problems. So I am very sure that the way this democracy has served us, in spite of a few lingering challenges, it has done it best for us. And we have had stability. So anything that would toy with this democracy and make it difficult to run, I'm afraid we should shy away with. Whoever has started this conversation, what we ought to know that anything that we would do to derail this democracy, we must shy away from that. And that, look, the issue of third term agenda, the story in Africa is not too good. So for me, I have hope that the Supreme Court will deliver what the judgment that will stand the test of time, and it will lay to rest all the noise that is around this subject. But it's a very critical issue that we don't have to toy with at all.
Okay, right. Mustafa Gbande, do I still have you with me?
Yes, I'm here.
Right. I want you to hold on for me and listen to this. This is an interview you granted to Israel Lai 2 weeks ago on Joy Prime TV, and I'll come back to you.
He doesn't qualify for a third term. The Constitution says that.
How did you know he doesn't qualify?
And he himself has said it.
Where?
That, where? Look, there are people jostling for
where
me.
Where did he say it?
Oh, he said it on several
forums. Where?
That. There are people jostling for me. I'm not interested in
where did he say it? Where did
he said it. Find videos.
But the president doesn't speak to the party outside the party boardroom. So we are party executives. If the president wants to tell us, announce his intention to us, he'll go to South Korea and go and say it there, and then we take it.
Are you saying the president
didn't make himself? The party made him. He's the leader of the party.
So the party is not going to allow him he can't.
With that conversation, I've indicated many times that is not a conversation for anybody. It's a conversation for a certain class of individuals.
It's a conversation for the person who's supposed to be contesting.
No, no, he's not. President Mahama doesn't. We control him. He's our leader. He's the leader of the party. What the leader of the party says, plus what he thinks, is what takes place.
Are you
saying he should not be tired? He's tired. But we are not there yet. The man is just 2 years in power.
On the face of it, right now, mm-hmm. there are people in the NDC who are jostling.
They are not jostling. We are stopping everybody.
Mr. Fagbande, that's an interview you had with Israel Lai on Joy Prime, as I mentioned earlier, some 2 weeks ago. There's been a lot of interpretation to this, meaning that it is the party that is going to decide whether or not President John Mahama will go for a third term or not. And in fact, in your own words, you said that the party controls John Mahama and not the other way around. Can you explain exactly what you meant by this?
That interpretation in itself, if it's done by a journalist, is not professional. Intellectually, it is lame. Because I would ask, there are two legs of this matter. Persons putting themselves out for premature presidential ambitions. We spoke about it in this statement. And said that we are stopping everybody from doing that because it is way premature into any government. That within 1 year and a half or 1 year, 8 months, persons, serious individuals, ministers of state inclusive, are showing intentions all over the place and that it would undermine the collective mandate of the government. I spoke about it. And two, the fact that I maintain that if the leader of the party, your boss, Kwesi Tum, if he wants to speak to Joy FM, he won't go and announce it on his FM. He will come to your boardroom and he will tell you what is on his mind at a certain point in time. So for me, if the president says anything in public and doesn't say it to the party as a body, as an officer of the party, I do not think that that conversation is for my official consumption. Don't forget that I was speaking under my office as a deputy general secretary. You understand? So any interpretation to the contrary is lame. But I still maintain that the issue of third term, like my national chairman has said, have not been generated by even civil society organization. It is a creation of the MPP. They hang on it. My brother Richard Ahiagba is part of those who formed it. Persons like Paul Adumotri are the architect of it. They still spin it. Anything anybody does in the NDC, the leading figures of our government and our party, they will find a way to drag them into an ambitious conversation, which for me is very dangerous. And it doesn't make the MPP very intellectual. It is as though the same thing they are doing, a matter that is a constitutional matter, they are seeking to use demonstrations to do it as if they haven't been to school. Excuse my language. We cannot continue to do politics like that. And politicians continue to misbehave and go free with it. If you are an intellectual politician, then you should know that it is within the right of any citizen to want to seek a better clarity in any part of our laws and our constitution. You don't discuss that on radio and in your circles and think that you are curing the issue, which is what Richard Ahiagba is saying.
Okay.
The same way, if you believe that a court have erred in any of its judgment, then it's a subject matter for appeal and dealing with it. You don't go and stage demonstrate. It is illiteracy to do that. You don't do that as a wise political party. And they rather call us veranda boys and girls. These are the suit-wearing politicians we have, and that is what they are doing.
Mustafa Bande, I must put on record that here at Joy FM, we cannot substantiate your claim that Paul Adumotri is behind the third term agenda. But you've also mentioned Richard Ahiagba. He is here, so he can defend himself. And he's the man I'm coming to right now. Richard, you've been listening to Mustafa Bande accusing you personally of being one of the brains and masterminds behind the third term agenda. And also, he's been offering some clarity to an interview he granted 2 weeks ago to Israel Lai. Let me hear you.
Interesting. There's a way
Power gets into you and it makes you arrogant without you knowing. My brother is speaking with a certain edge which is not helpful. Okay, for him, he must know he's not only the deputy general secretary of the party, he's also a public official, a public servant, and he must know that. The level of arrogance is too much. You know, he needs to dial it down. You see, what does it mean that MPP is behind it? What does it mean? I mean, is that supposed to be demeaning? Is that supposed to be unacceptable? We're saying that our constitution is clear. If it is not clear and he thinks that we are rather the uneducated ones, then I'm sorry. The thing is clear on the face of it. I can give him a minute to explain what it means that MPP is behind it. Behind what? We are saying what is about to happen is unacceptable. It shouldn't happen. What is supposed to be the work of an opposition if we don't signal something happening potentially to disrupt our democracy? If we don't signal it, what would we worth as an opposition? So what does the chairman Seydou Nketiah mean? What does Mustapha Gbagbe mean when he says that MPP is behind it? Behind what? Do we want to be third? Do we want to run Akufo-Addo for third term? Is that what it's trying to say? We're saying that don't get us on that path. And the history is here in Africa. We see it across board where third term efforts always end up disrupting democracies. The excessive drive for power is not helpful. And we're signaling, we're cautioning. So if there is anything to flag here, we are the ones flagging a possible abuse of our constitution. And we're saying that is not something we should entertain. And so what does it mean that MPP is behind it? Of course we don't want that to happen. So what is behind anything? Are we hiding in some room talking about it? We said it from the beginning when the Chief Justice was going to be kicked out. And we said that it will culminate in a day where there is this application before a Supreme Court for interpretation. Is that not what is unfolding? So what is it talking about that we are behind? We are behind it means what? That it is bad to say that don't do this to our democracy? What is the meaning of that? Mustapha, what's the meaning of that? That we are behind what? You're about to do something that we feel is egregious. Nobody should encourage it. And I don't think that President Mahama wants it, but maybe some people around want to foist that on him. The balance of the conversation we're having is that we have not been here before, where anybody is seeking 30 years and more. Nobody has gotten us to that point, where the temptation is that, let's explain. So what happens? What happens, Mustapha, what happens if this interpretation goes through and God forbid that there's a return to say that, yes, a consecutive term is two term. Well, when it is broken, you start afresh. What happens? What happens? And you tell us that MPP is behind it. We are behind what? I mean, is it wrong to say let not the wrong thing happen? Is it wrong? So I don't understand. When Mustapha say we are behind it like what? If being behind it means that we are flagging that this should not happen, then I am behind it for good reasons. So what does it mean? You can call us that we are uneducated for all you want, but time will tell. And I just said that power has a way of getting you to think that you are the wisest man in the room. Meanwhile, we've all been living in this country, so Mustapha cannot begin to talk in those terms about us.
All right, Richard Ahiangba, please don't go yet. Same to Mustapha Gbagbe and Dr. Kwame Asante. I'll come back to you shortly. Dr. Asante, I know that you're not a lawyer, of course, but we already have three cases before the Supreme Court challenging the Article 66, Clause 2. What do you think are the legal questions at stake, and could the ruling permanently settle this controversy, you think?
Oh, I'm not a lawyer, as you have rightly said, but I have had firm belief with the Supreme Court and the decisions, and it's not going to change. I rest in the hope that the court would deliver judgment that will stand the test of time and protect this democracy forever. So I'm hopeful that the day that the court will hand down the judgment, all of us will go home and sleep with our two eyes closed, that at least we are going to save our democracy. I trust the court, and the court has never failed me.
Right. Let me give the final words to Mustapha Gbande and Richard Ahiagba as well. Mustapha, of course, there are already three suits, as we all are aware, before the Supreme Court. Will the NDC welcome whatever the outcome of that suit will be?
I thought that you heard my national chairman, who have made it very clear, and I think that his submissions represent all of us, our views on this matter. Now, my brother Richard Ahiagba and his party must know. And what I mean by literacy is when you know we have rights in this country, and human beings, as far as our Ghanaian, within our constitution, are given those rights to seek redress on any issue in court. Are they saying that courts in this country, and that when there are matters for interpretations, matters of concern, we should go to MPP headquarters for interpretation? Is that what they want to tell the country? They want to turn this country very lawless. They know the right thing, but they lock it with key and put the key in their houses, and they walk with their head and say that all of us should embrace their mindset, that whatever the courts will do, as far as the MPP is against it, should be supreme and should be accepted by all. We reject that mentality. We reject that posture, and it won't happen in this country. The NDC is not discussing third term. Nobody in the NDC is discussing a third term. We are simply discharging and cleaning their mess, their corrupt mess that they cause in this country. That is what we are cleaning. Any difficulty the NDC government faces in our administration is as a result of the mighty mess, deliberate, orchestrated corruption by the MPP. At the time, my brother Richard Agbaha was a communication director. That was when it happened. And so they should give us some peace of mind, some break, because you see, when Ghana develops, the people of Ghana will be happy. It doesn't matter whether you are NDC or MPP. Political parties are not only election-winning machines. It is also a source of thinking and reasoning for national development. Let the MPP up their game to that standard. That is what we have done as the NDC, and we are happy with it. Let them up their game. They are too low in the queue. And he calls that, because I'm saying that, I am arrogant. The listeners will judge for themselves.
Mustapha Gbande, thank you very much. That's the Deputy General Secretary of the NDC. Richard Ahiagba is also the Director of Communications with the opposition MPP. Richard, Mustapha says the MPP should up your game because you are long behind the queue.
Yeah, well, it's so rich coming from Mustapha. The point of it is that, you know, he's talking about we want them to come to our headquarters for interpretation, and once we are not happy with something, then all hell break loose. Were there not the people in opposition a few days ago calling the court unanimous FC? Today they know that the court can give verdict, and so therefore their verdict should be trusted. Are they the ones talking? They're the ones talking on this matter. They are on the wrong side. They've been given signals of acquiescing to this. Mustapha himself, based on comment he has made on Joy Prime that you have played, except he's a good talker, so he's talked his way out of it. But the indication of what he said, or the implication of what he said there, is that President Mahama has not closed the door on a third term. That's what he said. That's the import of what he said. So if you have said that, and people are advocating they don't want that to happen in Ghana, then you say that they are the ones to be blamed. What is even that? I mean, you wanted to call the chairman and say, look, they ask him, when you say MPP is behind that, what does that mean? And when your indication, your talks are pointing to a direction that this thing, if you get it, you want it. In May, on May 5th, when we did our demonstration, and even long before that, okay, once the effort started to remove the Chief Justice, we said this is the end game. And everything we said is unfolding just as we said it. And it's happening. So now, the question now is that if there is a return ruling from the Supreme Court that says that, yes, it's okay for one to run for a third term after there's a truncation, then inevitably, President Mahama, it would have fallen on his lap, following his own indications that, well, he doesn't want to go, he doesn't think that he's focused on the term that is given, he wants to finish that and go. But when he hears there's a ruling that says that, yes, where two-term means you go consecutively, but anything truncated, you start afresh. Do you think President Obama will not run? And if he runs, wouldn't that be a third term? So what we are saying, we are on the right side of history to say that let's all have that simple understanding. If there is any doubt in anybody's mind, let the person err on the side of caution to say that two terms mean two terms. Whether you went first and truncated or not, two terms means two terms, period. There cannot be any ambiguity about that.
Right. Richard Ahiagba, grateful for your time. Glad you could join me this evening. Mustafa Gbande also joined the conversation earlier. We also heard from Dr. Kwame Asante, who is a political science lecturer at the University of Ghana.